Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILA.
I love that Hill Auditorium version of the Victors. You're welcome. Michigan Marching Band here in a Hill Auditorium. Chills up your spine, right, David?
Something like that. As a person on the outside looking in, I can appreciate good fight songs, and I do like Michigan. It's right up there with Rocky Top.
Oh, there you go. 393-3700 is the number to call for a 950 segment we have coming up. Also, you can Twitter us, JackandTom1320, and also Facebook, The Jack and Tom Show. Jack Ebling is en route to Evanston. Dave Benton is partnering with me. He's also doing the producer part, and we have a special guest on the line. I have a lot of respect for him. I banter with him. I go at him when we have him on, but I have a tremendous amount of respect for his writing and his insight, and that's Michael Rosenberg, a Michigan graduate from the Detroit Free Press. Welcome to the show this morning, Michael.
Always a pleasure to be on.
Hey, Michael, I gotta ask you right up front, you know, after the two losses that the Wolverines had to endure, and sometimes you want to get that bitter taste out of your mouth, but considering the injury bug that Rich Rod's team is undergoing, perhaps this was actually a good time to have an off week in preparation for next week at Happy Valley.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I actually wrote about this a little bit for tomorrow, but everybody always says it's a good time for an off week, don't they? Nobody ever says, well, this is a horrible time.
Yes.
But I do think for this team it's a good time. And to me, the biggest thing is they need Robinson healthy. And I know that they talk about a shoulder, but I'm sure you guys watched the last two games. He did not look as explosive to me as he had before. And I don't think it's just the defenses. I think his knee's been bothering him, and they need him back 100% when they go to Penn State next week.
And Tom and I have been talking about this a little bit today. Is we're starting to wonder, not that we think Denard is not a good quarterback, because I think he's an excellent quarterback, but with these Big Ten defenses and how predictable it is with Denard and what they're going to do, are they better off going with Tate Forcier, where you have the threat of both run and pass?
No, see, I think that they're better off with Denard, if assuming he's healthy. I mean, what he can give you, the dimension that he gives you with his running, is to me the best thing they've got going for their whole team. I mean, offense, obviously defense and special teams are struggling, and what made that offense go is him with his legs. So I would stick with him. I don't think that he's a polished or advanced passer at this point in his career. I don't think too many people expected that before the year. I think it was a little misleading when he completed all those passes against really a kind of a soft UConn defense early in Notre Dame. But I would stick with Denard, and Rodriguez has wisely sort of nipped that in the bud and said he's their quarterback and he's not going to entertain any controversy right now.
Michael Rosenberg, Detroit Free Press, our guest on the Jack and Tom Show. It's 9:37 here in Greater Lansing. Michael, we talk a lot about the offense, but I was talking to Jack Ebling earlier in the show about how disappointing it was, you know, when Tate brought him back last week against Iowa. They got within a touchdown, and then you have this horrific situation where you're kicking the ball out of bounds a couple of occasions during the comeback durations of the game, and then their defense. Now, I'm probably going back too far where the defense needs to step up and would deliver a three and out or at least a five and out, but they didn't deliver, and Iowa goes down, and the JT Floyd lack of coverage on that inside slant. The defense, is there any hope that they can turn it around and make some progression? Are you seeing anything out of that defense and Greg Robinson as far as improvement goes?
I'm trying to come up with something over here, and it's not going very well. I think Mike Martin is an all Big Ten quality player. I don't see it with this defense. And they talk about, well, they're young, but, you know, in the defensive backfield, if you're really good, you can have an impact as a freshman. I mean, we've seen that over the years at that school, going back to Ty Law and Woodson, and obviously those were exception players. But
right.
Even some other players since then that have had an impact. And I just haven't seen any of those guys make plays back there. I just haven't seen it. And I think Mouton can be a good player. I know he gets maligned sometimes. The baffling thing to me is the whole principle behind this 3-3-5, which is what they ran largely until sort of recently when they've tweaked and put more guys up front, is you got five guys back there, and you're blitzing on basically every down. So you're sending someone from a different angle, a different spot in the field, virtually every down, and that makes up for the fact that you've got fewer guys in the box, and you're surprising them, and you're providing pressure. Greg Robinson has never been a real aggressive blitzer, And he just doesn't seem like he knows what to do with it. Kind of sat back in that scheme and just let teams pick him apart. So I just haven't gotten the sense, scheme-wise, that they really have a plan and know what they're doing, and I just haven't seen enough impact players on there. So, you know, people say they're young. I mean, that's one thing, but you got to have some athletes back there that are showing they can make plays, and I just haven't seen it.
Mike, as somebody who did not grow up in Big Ten country, I grew up over on the East Coast, so I can kind of look at this from the outside perspective. And I look at the parallels from Michigan's season last year and this year with the schedule and the quarterback hype and all that stuff. And from the beginning of the season on, I've constantly thought, look, it would not surprise me if Michigan goes 5-7 again this year. The only difference really is that they played a 1AA school earlier in the year, so they're 5-0. Do you think that fans were a little bit, I guess, just jumping ahead of the gun again this year, assuming that they were going to be a top 25 team? Or do you think that those are legit expectations we should expect for the rest of the year?
You know what? I think a lot of Michigan fans did learn from last year. But I also think that this year's offense is legitimately better than last year's offense. You know, I walked out of the UConn game, I think, what was the final, 30-10? And I walked out of there, they gave up 10 points. I said, that defense is awful. I mean, I felt that way that game. I thought UConn left a lot of points out in the field. So I'm with you. I don't think this is a very good team. I don't see 5-7 because I do think they're better than last year. And I look at these next three games when they play a bad Penn State team and then mediocrity in Illinois and Purdue. It's hard for me to believe that they're going to lose all of those games. So. I don't see 5-7. I see more likely 7 or 8, and we'll see what that does for them.
Michael Rosenberg, Detroit Free Press, our guest on the Jack and Tom Show. Michael, I want to move over. Not that I'm a big fan of this school, but I have to tip my hat to the Michigan State Spartans and what Mark D'Antonio has done, and then Don Treadwell on the interim basis playing that head coaching role at certain parts, and then going to Northwestern. You know, they're 7-0, first time since 1966. Kind of break down where you think this Michigan State team is going. Can they beat Iowa? Well, obviously, can they dodge the bullet today in terms of the upset factor against Northwestern? Their chances against Iowa, and where do you think the Spartan team is going to end up before this 2010 season is over?
Well, let me preface by saying that I did pick them to go 10-2 this year before the year. So I need to say that because the next thing I'm going to say is not so positive. So I want people to know where I'm coming from. I would be surprised if they get to 9-0. I mean, at Northwestern, at Iowa, I think Michigan State is very, very good. This is not a great 12-0 kind of team. I just don't see it. There are weaknesses there that haven't quite been exposed. But if they can split these next games, they're still going to be in very good shape. So I think it's a terrific team. I think they've got a lot of strengths. I think that their defensive weaknesses have not really been exposed by any of the teams they've played and may yet not be exposed. But I like this team. I like the talent on the team. They seem to have a real chemistry. I like the quarterback. This is not going to be one of those 7-0 years that ends up at 8-4. I mean, this is 9, 10, 11 wins.
When you look at it, I've been very impressed with the running backs that Michigan State has had this year. And I look at it and I wonder, Baker, Bell, Caper, or Culkrick and Ringer, which do you think is a better running back combination? Do you think this is better than that, than Ringer and Culkrick?
I think this is better, and I was very impressed by those two guys. But Culkrick was kind of a bulldozer, as I recall, and I just think these guys give you a different dimension. I mean, Bell, for a guy that size to have that kind of vision and feet, you know, he's not a burner, and he's not somebody who's going to rip off a 90-yard run for you, but. But, man, he is going to be a beast in that league for as long as he's there. So, and that's the amazing thing. Those guys are all going to be back. So they're in great shape. I would take this group.
Michael Rosenberg, Detroit Free Press, our guest on the Jack and Tom Show. Back to Ann Arbor we go with this question. As far as where you think the prognosis of Rich Rod, his job security that's looming out there.
I can't believe it took us this long to get to that question. Usually when I'm on there, that's the first thing you throw at me.
I know, Michael, but I had to pay homage to the Sparties. They're having a great year, and we have to coddle those listeners out there. There are loyal listeners here at the core of it in East Lansing and Lansing area, but back to Rich Rod. I mean, you know, I as an alumnus, as a fan, you're an alumnus, but you're a media, so you got to take that fan element out of it. But where do you see him going? What do you think he's going to accomplish this year for the rest of the season? Is it going to be enough? And anything you can reveal to us as far as the investigation goes?
I have nothing on the investigation front. I think there was a lot of people speculated, and I sort of wondered myself if last week was going to be the week because they were off and it would have been good timing for Michigan. But other than that, I have no idea. I'm just like they are, just waiting on news. As for Rich, you know, I've said this before, the biggest concern I would have if I were a Michigan fan or administrator or anything else as far as the on-the-field product is they've gotten worse each year. You just haven't gotten a sense that there's a resilience or that there's really that team unity that they've had over so many years before he got there. So this is the chance. I mean, they play three teams in the next three games that are very beatable, and you would like to see them improve, beat those teams that they're supposed to beat, get better by the end of the year, and then whatever the record ends up with, you can feel better about the future. But if they collapse again, that'd be 3 years in a row, and now it's hard to say, well, the guys didn't buy in or these weren't my guys. So, you know, we'll see how it plays out on the field, but that's what I would like to see if I'm a fan. More than the record is I want to see that team get better and show some resilience that they haven't shown the last couple of years.
And Michael, if they don't make those improvements, will there be a change and should there be a change?
I will say this. If you're asking me, is it a sure thing that Rich Rodriguez is back next year?
Yeah.
It is certainly not right now a sure thing. So, yeah, I guess in that sense, they do have to show those improvements. It's hard for me to say there should be a change because, I got to see how the season plays out and everything else that happens. So that's a little premature for me to say that. But I think Rodriguez even privately would say that he knows he's coaching for his job right now. That's just part of the business.
Michael Rosenberg, Detroit Free Press, has been our guest on a Jack and Tom show. Obviously, appreciate your insight and being on this morning. And hopefully we'll be talking about better things with the Michigan football program when we have you on next time.
That sounds great. Thanks a lot.
All right. 393-3700 is the number to call. We have open lines coming up. We might bring Ebeling back in to participate.
Let me ask you something real quick. In your opinion, now that we've just talked about Rich Rod possibly being eliminated at the end of the year. All right, let's say Michigan just completely falls off the wagon here. They lose to Penn State, Illinois, Purdue, and Wisconsin, and then out of nowhere beats Ohio State. They're 6-6. They lose four of their last five, but they beat Ohio State. Would you want him to keep his job? Do you think he would keep his job?
Well, it's just... it's what's happening on the field. I had this mandate. Oh, they got to win eight. They got to at least go 8-4. I thought they had to beat Sparty. First of all, you throw out a nice hypothetical question, Dave, but I mean, what are you smoking crack? You think they're going to win these next three and then beat Ohio State down in Columbus? Not going to happen.
Well, it depends on how Terrell Pryor's looking at the end of the year.
Yeah, I know you're not a TP fan there, but
I guess I'm asking more the value of what an Ohio State win does for his
maybe
job.
It might save his job, but I'm just, you know, and the Mike Martin injury really hurt against Iowa. That was a big blow because, you know, the 3-3-5 doesn't present any pressure on the quarterback. It's one of those, you know, protective things. You try to get your linebackers,
bend but don't break type of
systems. Exactly. Now, they've had bend, but this is bend and this is break and break. I mean, when Michigan had a bend but not break defense, at least they kept everything in front of you. Now they're against Michigan State. You know, we misdirection plays, the whole wide, the C parts, all of a sudden, you know, Bell's in the end zone. Huge. I mean, guys are getting behind people.
Yeah, they're getting beat on slant patterns and things of that
slant,
nature.
The slant. You can't cover the slant. Where's the safety support? I mean, those are the kind of things that drive me crazy and drive fans crazy. So I really, you know, these next three games are really going to be eye-opening. It's what they do up at Penn State. It's going to, you know, Penn State's down this year, but you still should, it's a tough environment, but you should get the W, especially after coming off these.
Happy Valley's a tough place to play though.
Yeah.
It's
we're going to take a quick call before we go to our break. Who do we have out here, Dave?
We got Mike.
Hey, Mike, how are you? Welcome, Jack and Tom.
Good morning, Tom. I'd like to shoot four questions at you about
four
Michigan
questions.
Football and
I can't count
and then
that
I'll hang
high.
Up.
Okay.
And I'd like you to address these because I think they're kind of interesting. Did Lloyd Carr leave the cupboard bare when he left? And is that why he left or part of the reason? Also, I'd like to know why most Michigan fans that were around when Bo was around, seemed to like Bo more than Lloyd, even though Bo never won a national title. And the last question is, do you think Bo would have been as successful today with all the parity in the Big Ten? I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, those are very good questions. We're going to take those questions after the break, Mike. I really appreciate it. 393-3700 is the number to call. We'll address Michael's questions and also take your calls on the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.